The 988 Suicide Crisis Lifeline has received around 10 million calls and texts from people in mental health emergencies. Crisis counselors help people who may be on the cusp of taking their own life. But some counselors say they're also facing verbal and sexual abuse from a small fraction of those callers. For Side Effects Public Media, Melissa Ellen reports, some say there are not enough policies in place to protect crisis counselors. And a note to listeners, this story includes references to suicide and sexual misconduct.
What you're about to hear is a voicemail extension that Path Crisis Center in Bloomington, Illinois uses for abusive contacts who call 988.
At the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, our primary mission is to provide compassionate support and assistance to individuals facing challenging situations. We're informing you that your recent calls have been deemed inappropriate and potentially harassing.
CEO Adam Carter says the voicemail's goal is to prevent crisis counselors from having to take verbal attacks or sexually inappropriate conduct while on the line.
And so if that person is calling in back to back to back, we can then say, phone number 1234567 is on this list for the next 24 hours.
Carter says it's only a small step in solving a larger issue. Abusive contacts like these make up a tiny fraction of calls 988 receives. Millions of calls are often with people in desperate need of help, but the impact of these abusive calls can be detrimental. It's pushed some to quit the job. Crisis counselors at PATH and other call centers across the country say they need more protection.
I'm like having terrible flashbacks right now.
That's Lily Lance, who was a crisis counselor at PATH until recently. She describes some of the sexually abusive calls she dealt with.
They would sometimes say things like, "Your voice sounds so good right now. You're making me feel so good right now."
This on a lifeline where Lance helped other callers in the process of taking their own life.
Horrifying. Horrifying to hear that.
Crisis counselors cannot hang up until they've confirmed a caller is not at risk of harming themselves. They can't block a number ever because there's a chance even an abusive caller may need the emergency line in the future. Lance's response and the advice PATH gave her was to tell people their behavior was not appropriate and threatened to disconnect. But Lance says sexually abusive callers would trap the counselor.
It was especially difficult when they would say that they were suicidal. Whether that was true or not, I can't really say, but they were masturbating on the phone.
Lance works at one of the more than 200 crisis centers that receive 988 calls across the country. They're all managed by the nonprofit Vibrant Emotional Health. Vibrant has its own guidance on addressing abusive callers. It leaves implementation up to individual crisis centers. Shai Lewis, a VP at Vibrant, says that's intentional.
They have different makeups of different populations, different cultures, different expectations, different resources that are available. All of those things make them unique. There's, 200 different ways of doing things.
That's why PATH has its voicemail policy. But patchwork implementation across centers leaves other counselors feeling unsupported. In Colorado, 6 ex-counselors are suing the state's former 988 crisis center in federal court. They say they were never told to hang up if calls got abusive. The crisis center denies that. Call centers across the country have an incentive to find a solution, but they say it's hard without ramifications to deter abusers. Take the other emergency number, 911. They too get abusive calls. Rhonda Flegel, a director at a 911 communication center in Illinois, says it's not as frequent.
Because we can determine right where the caller is calling from or who's calling us, and they're not going to call if they know that we're going to find out.
And local and state laws make sure that there are legal ramifications for people who repeatedly misuse 911. None of that exists for 988. Still, former crisis counselor Lily Land says the abusive contacts never outshine the importance of the work 988 does. But
we're losing good people because of the emotional toll.
Land says it's about sustainability of the crisis lifeline. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Melissa Ellen.
This story is a collaboration between WGLT and Side Effects Public Media.